Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Yousef is here from the Park Theater. Yousef Gandhi, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. It's great to be back here always.
Nice to have you. We want to catch up on what's been happening at the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, or, as a lot of people know it, the Park Theater, yes. A very historical theater in the state of Rhode Island. And let's catch up a little bit. You're the main man there, as far as the public is concerned.
I don't know if I'm the main man. Well, I try to put things together. We have a lot of good people working there. It's a good team there, and that's the most important thing.
And you bring a lot of great acts in. I know that you've had some big ones in these last few months. Tell us about what's been happening there.
Well, what's been happening, we actually just had The Temptations, and then we had Mary Mary, who's one of the leading young gospel groups in the world.
Right. You know?
And in fact, I believe I just heard that they also for the gospel Super Bowl, for the gospel broadcast of the Super Bowl, they're going to be singing there too. From what I've heard, I don't
cool.
know exactly what that means. But and then we have before that we had Graham Nash some time ago. We had Take Six. We had a lot of great acts. I don't know. I just can't mention everyone.
One of the impressive things to me is that you have a theater that's in the middle of Cranston, right opposite the City Hall, right on Park Avenue, that's, it's been there for a long time, and the revival of that theater is great. It's a very comfortable place to go and watch a concert or listen to a concert. Great creature comforts, nice mm-hmm. chairs and
yes.
restrooms and the lounge attached mm-hmm. and so you can get food there. You have free parking. It has all the amenities you would want. And then you bring in these great big names. And I know that we're going to today be talking about the fact that Michael Bolton is coming. That's a big name.
Yes, he is. He's coming here, actually, on February 8th, which is a Saturday. And we're glad to have him because, you know, artists like him, last year, as you know, we had Engelbert Humperdinck.
Sure.
And we had Buddy Guy and a lot of people. And a lot of these big artists, especially in our area, are sort of absorbed by the casinos, especially
right,
like
right.
Twin Rivers and Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, three major casinos now
sure.
in our area. And they get paid a lot of money by these people, mm-hmm. by these casinos, because, you know, they can afford to do that.
Sure.
And we, being a 1,000-seat theater who has just the ticket sales to basically try and break even on the shows,
right.
It becomes difficult. And a lot. And what we found, and we're thankful to the artists too for understanding that they try to adjust, they understand the size of the theater and if they can make it on as part of their tour. I think because they also, a lot of people, like especially people like Engelbert and I think Michael Bolton, they play a lot of casinos. So sometimes they want to do something different, want
right,
to play in a more compact, atmosphere, a better atmosphere where they're closer to the audience and they can feel the audience
right,
better. And I think that's why perhaps they make those concessions sometimes to play in a smaller room.
Absolutely.
And we are lucky that we've been getting a lot of good feedback from the artists. It's not only from the audiences, from the artists about the venue. They say they enjoy playing in the venue. In fact, Annie DeFranco was there recently, and she said, "I can't believe the acoustics in this venue." She said, because somebody said something, mm-hmm. and not very loudly, at the back of the theater, and she heard every word, and she said, "I heard what you said, you know? This is, this theater is great. I can hear every one of you when you talk."
It is,
you know,
a great theater.
And one person shouted, "Yes, this is an awesome theater." And and then she said, "Yes, I'd like to meet the person who made it awesome," you know, because she wanted to meet the owner. And she was like, "Great." And she said, "They all say that we want to come back. There's no Johnny Lang. When do we come back?" He said, "This is a great room to play in." This was just after his sound check. And he says, "I hope we're going to come back," you know, before you even think finishing the show. That's how they feel about it. Graham Nash's management said that, he was thrilled to play there and we should do more things. So it's a compliment to the people who made it and did it, that they made a good room to play in. And I think that's what has helped us get such big talent.
Well, it's going to be fun tonight to listen to some music. We have obviously some music from Michael Bolton, but we'll also be talking about other shows coming up after that. Dr. Mm-hmm. John, that's going to be a big one. Then Manhattan Transfer, certainly my favorite, one of my favorites. And then closing with the Beach Boys, as far as our music is going today. But we have some other shows to talk about. But right now, let's get to a piece of music by Michael Bolton. And I guess we should start with When a Man Loves a Woman, right?
Yes, sure.
Here we go.
Thank you.
the very clear and distinct voice of Michael Bolton. And recently you've seen Michael Bolton on a lot of car commercials. Yes. So he's been all over television. So that's great. You get his name out there and have him come to beautiful downtown Cranston, Rhode Island. And we have some big news. While that song was playing, Youssef gave me some what I thought was big news. Very interesting that the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts is now going to be called the Park Center for the Performing Arts from now on. So I'll get my head wrapped around that. And it's a new 501(c) corporation in the state. And that means sponsorships and charitable deductions. People can now freely help to maintain this beautiful building, right?
Yes, they can. And we hope people come out and we have some corporations and some helping us, because one of the things, you know, all this now that we're doing great artists, but we one of the main things about the Park Theater was we wanted to have a lot of diverse programming, which we did do in the first 2 years. As you know, we did opera, we did the Russian ballet, we had Momix, we had the Colombian ballet.
The most successful was the Barbershop Quartet concerts, right? You weren't there then, but yes.
But we had, you know, we had a lot of the Chinese circus. We had so many things that children, culture, students can come to and learn culture, because we were giving very, you know, absolute low price tickets to students, for school students to come, things like that. And we want to continue doing that, but not being a 501c, you lose a lot of money and you cannot really do it. Now, with hopefully with getting sponsorships, we can again have a lot more varied programming. Just like now, we're going to have the another Rhythm of the Night step dance crew coming in on March 29th. So things like that we can start doing again, you know, music from all over the world. You know, culture from all over the world, as well as, you know, the shows that are popular as well.
Well, we'll follow up with a lot more on that. But right now we're going to try to get another Michael Bolton tune in here. This is called How Am I Supposed to
Live Without You.
Live Without You, right?
Yes.
Said you
Once again, the great singing of Michael Bolton, and he will be there on Saturday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can certainly go to the website, which is parktheaterri.com, or call the box office at 401-467-7275. And right on the heels of Michael Bolton coming in, as a matter of fact, just less than a week later, mm-hmm. you've got another big name, Dr. John.
Yes, and that's, you know, on Valentine's Day. So, you know, it's going to be a great Valentine's Day concert, and we're going to we're looking at getting an opening act, which is also from New Orleans. So it'll be like a whole New Orleans themed show. And perhaps after the show, because it's Valentine's Day night, in our lounge, we'll have like a Zydeco party with a DJ or a Zydeco band so that people can dance. So
excellent.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be a whole New Orleans field themed
like
evening.
A great night. Want to get some more music in, and we want to go to Dr. John of we have a couple tunes by him, and we've ran a little bit long in this first segment. So we're going to play a couple of his tunes, Right Place, Wrong Time, and Such a Night. And we might not have time to listen to the whole thing, but we'll get in as much as possible. And then we'll be back after this for more with Youssef and the Park Center for the Performing Arts.
Such a night. It's such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night. Such a night. To steal away the time to write. Your eyes caught mine. My chance. You came there with my best friend Jim, and here I am trying to steal you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. And it's such a night. Such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. It's such a night. Such a night. To steal away the time is right. Yeah, I couldn't believe my ears. Walking down the street. Oh yeah. You came here with my best friend Jim. Here I am stealing you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will, baby. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. Cause it's such a night.
Use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must
the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to get hung up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. I got to cure my insecurity. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seemed like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seemed like a wrong, 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 wrong. Street. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion as I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way do I go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but it must have took a wrong train. I took the right move, but I made it at the wrong time. I went in the right trip, but I made it in the wrong call. Head is in a good place, and I wonder what's bad for.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Yusuf Gandhi from the Park Center for the Performing Arts, or the Park Theater, as most people remember it and know it, right in the center of Cranston, right opposite the City Hall, and easy place to get to.
Yes, it is, yes.
All right. We've been talking about some of the shows coming up, and we talked about Michael Bolton, big news, coming on Saturday, February 8th, and then on Valentine's Day, February 14th, Friday night at 8 o'clock, Dr. John. And Yusuf talked about some of the other things that might go on there. That'll be a lot of fun. We did go a little bit over in our first segment, so we're going to try to make it up to you. However, this is a huge, huge group in the world of music. Manhattan Transfer is coming on Saturday, April 5th, and this is great. And Yusuf, you know, it's always amazing to me when I meet people in the music industry. Sometimes you think, well, this guy's just a guitar player, or this guy's just a drummer, or this guy's just an agent, but when you add up all the people that work and put things on, you have an interesting background. And people can probably tell by your name and your accent that you don't come from Atlanta, Georgia. You come from India, and you've come here and you made it huge in the music business. You know Manhattan Transfer personally and worked with them on many projects, right?
Yes, I worked on them with one project, but I've known them and, you know, I've been in the business for a long time, actually, and
right.
In India as well as here. And you know, and I've done actually a lot of different aspects of the business, right from management company to agency to record company to, you know, working with theaters and mm-hmm. performing arts. So it's been, wide variety of things that I've done. So, and I've met a lot of people. It's been always great to meet
sure.
people and to, you know, speak to them and learn from them. Basically,
right.
It's always good. You, the more people you meet, the more you learn. And, and that's why, you know, Manhattan Transfer, when I was in India, I was always a big fan of theirs since then. And I had all their records. In those days, in India, you didn't get records, so you had to pay through your nose to get whatever you needed.
Uh-huh.
But I was a very big fan of vocal music, so I had all their records on all Lambert Hendricks and Ross and all the other vocalist people. So it was, when I heard Birdland, I always thought that, you know, they should do something with Chick Corea, so I brought them the project of Chick Corea Songbook, which they did, that was the last album they've done. And they loved the idea, and we together did it. I executive produced the record, so it was a fun project to be with them. in the studio and do it.
Absolutely. And we're going to listen to a couple of Manhattan Transfer tunes. And this first one, I guess, is the one to start with. I don't know if it's the one to start with, but we think of Manhattan Transfer, and you remember songs like Operator and Java Jive. So let's do a little Operator right now to get everybody in the mood.
Operator, give me information. Information, give me long distance. Long distance, give me air. One, two, three.
Oh, operator.
Operator.
Information.
Information.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Have everybody in the mood singing Operator and moving in their seats. Let's talk about the show itself.
Yeah, you know, it's this show is going to be a special show for them because they've been performing together for almost 40 years or maybe even more.
Yeah.
And they felt that it's time that, you know, they did a show where they went through their roots to today as after they formed, and do a retrospective of their performing career. And that's what the show is about. That's why they're calling it the Living Room Sessions. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be totally acoustic instruments backing them. And
great.
They're going to go right from the time they started till today, go do a whole,
review of all their styles
that they went through about the vocalese, you know, because that whole the vocalese music was what, you know, drove them, and as well as a lot of the doo-wop stuff, you know, those are the things that really got them going, and that's what people are going to have a real treat because you're going to see a whole history of the Manhattan Transfer on stage, and the 1.5 or 2 hours, whatever they're going to be on for. So it's
right.
going to be a really
That'll
fun show.
Great.
And they have an audiovisual presentation at the back, you know, taking them through their period.
I have a favor to ask.
Okay.
I'd like to be a curtain puller that night.
Okay. Sure.
No, it's a great group. I've had the privilege of performing with them several times, and they're all wonderful people, and this is going to be a great opportunity to see that. We have a lot of music to play from them. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at our clock right now, and we need to get into a song called Birdland.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have played Java Jive, but we seem to be going over a little bit. So we'll play a piece of Birdland, because I know after that you want to play a special tune that you requested. So here we go. Listening to a Birdland, we discussed it and decided that we will play Java Jive. So we just listened to a piece of Birdland, and I think Java Jive, Yusef, you agree that it shows a lot of their style and
yes.
what made them popular.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And the vocalese is important, and there's going to be all kinds of styles on the show, which will be once again on April 5th, Saturday at the Park Theater. So here we go with Java Jive.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. I love Java, sweet and high. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pie. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug. And I cut a rug till I'm snug in a jug. A slice of onion and a raw one.
waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup.
Boston beans.
Soybeans.
I said a little itty bitty green beans.
Cabbage and greens.
You know that I'm not keen about a bean. Unless it is a chili, chili bean.
Talk it, boy.
I love Java, sweet and high. Whoops, Mr. Motor, I'm a coffee pie.
Yeah.
You shoot me the pie, now pour me a shot. A cup of that sand bottle.
Ooh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug. And I'll cut a rug that's snug in a jug. Drop your nickel in my pot, Joe.
Taking it slow, waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me
softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations.
I love
don't change that dial. You still have the right station. Mm-hmm. Classical 95.9 WCRI has been playing some songs that will be heard at the Park Theater. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm sitting with Yusuf Gandhi, who is at the Park Center for the Performing Arts in Cranston, and we just listened to the Beach Boys. Pretty distinctive sound there. And they'll be coming to the Park Theater in April, April 13th to be specific. Hopefully by then, Yusuf, I'll have you back before that, and we can play some more Beach Boys and other songs.
Yes, definitely. I think I should. Hopefully I will be back.
Because coming up in the spring, you've told me about a couple of recently announced performances. Robert Craig will be coming.
Yes, the blues guitarist. You know, he's one of the among the younger blues guitarists. Like he, I think he's one of the favorites of Eric Clapton as a blues guitarist among the younger people. And he and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan used to perform together a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
right.
So he's an amazing artist.
And that's coming on March 21st.
Yes.
And then just a week later.
Yeah, a week later on the 29th, we have
Rhythm of the Night,
which is a Saturday. I think it's Saturday, right? Or is it 28th then?
Well, let's see. The 29th is a Saturday, yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be Irish step dancers,
yes,
and so
mm-hmm.
forth, and Celtic type of performance.
Yes.
So that along with, and just to recap, because we've mm-hmm. talked about a lot of things, Michael Bolton will be coming on February 8th, and then on Valentine's Night, Dr. John. And then Saturday, April 5th, Manhattan Transfer. And after that, the group you just heard, the Beach Boys, will be on Sunday, April 13th, but in the evening at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
All mm-hmm. right. So now the Beach Boys, certainly an iconic American musical group.
Yes, it's, you know, at that point of time, it was like almost, there was the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Beach Boys, you know, during the British invasion, and then
right.
you had the American groups that were, you know, standing out and on the same level as these artists, and Beach Boys was one of them, you
right.
know, and especially their song Pet Sounds is considered one of the album.
Right.
Pet Sounds is considered one of the greatest albums of all time, you know, so it's...
And a long, long yes. career also.
I definitely.
Mean, definitely
you know.
One of the longest surviving mm-hmm. groups ever. So with a lot of hit records and made a lot of money over the years, a few personnel changes here and there,
yes.
but not completely.
Not really, more because of health or because of, you know...
Unfortunate death, yes.
Yes, but, then rather than because of anything else.
Right, right. Now, if you'd like tickets for any of these mm-hmm. concerts... you can do so by going to the parktheaterri.com website, and you can pick your tickets and everything right there online. It's a very,
yes,
very
can,
nice
definitely.
Website. A lot of information there, parktheaterri.com. Or you can call the box office at 401-467-7275. And it's a great theater, great place to see a lot of these concerts, and... We've listened to a lot of music today, Yusuf. I
yes,
thank you
we
for,
have.
For bringing this in for us to start our new year. Coming up this week, we'll be celebrating New Year's Day and New Year's Eve. So it's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And look forward to another great season at the Park Theater in Cranston. Thanks for coming in.
No, my pleasure. It's great to be here. It's always great to be here. Talk.
And we'll look forward to seeing you again, maybe just a shorter period of time
sure.
this time,
mm-hmm.
so you can come back and tell us about all the new things happening at the park. We're going to go out with another Beach Boys tune, and we'll listen to this one. This is, probably one of the more favorite ones called I Get Around. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.
cause it's never been beat. And we've never messed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.